Well, we didn't have any special name for him. We just, he was a farmer, raised his own milk and butter.
Was he ever called a dairy farmer?
No, not so. Now, there is a dairy farmer here, this day and time, where the farming comes in, he just raises feed for his milk cows.
Uh-huh.
He don't raise that feed to put on the market.
Uh-huh.
It goes through those cows. And the proceeds that comes back comes from that milk that they produce, well-fed cattle. Now I raised, when I was farming, I raised hogs and cattle and horses and mules. And I raised cotton and corn, that's my money market, and stuff put on
corn the market. Roberts.
Corn Roberts at one time. That was just on this particular place. It was off of good common land.
Mm-hmm.
After I left there, changed neighborhoods, brother. Didn't follow anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I raised a lot of it in that 12 years.
It takes pretty good land for corn.
Yes, it does.
Heavy soil?
Yeah, good strong soil. Here's the idea about it. If you got good strong soil and the seeding's right, well, you can have it thick in the drill. I ever stop and make a year. But if you don't get the season and haven't got a good strong land, you got to space your stalks.
Mm-hmm.
I had planters, what we call the riding Lister planter. It just dropped one grain just about every one big step. Yeah. All the cell drop.
Excuse me?
Cell drop planter, cell drop, drop one grain in place. And you take thin land, and if you haven't got a good planter, plants one from 1 to 3 grains in a hill, well, then you've got to go back and take some of them out, because it won't make it. It's too thick.
Mm-hmm.
And we always tried to plant our corn so just as near as we could, one stalk in a hill.
Mm-hmm.
That way we was almost had a guarantee with a favorable season of great big ear corn.
Mm-hmm.
I've raised a lot of it. And another thing we finally adopted in my farming experience was to plant the yellow corn.
Does that yield better? Or?
Yes, and it's stronger. Takes less of it.
Hmm.
I have had a patch of corn planted separately. So, now that's back there in the 15s and 20s. Up to the 20s and 27. I had quite a family, and I tried to raise one patch of corn, you know, for cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
We ate cornbread twice a day, and during World War I, we ate it for breakfast.
Hmm. Well, makes a pretty good breakfast.
I got to where I liked it. She got to where she could fix it just to a T.Y. We all liked it and didn't say a word.
Did she put sugar in her cornbread?
No. No.
Straight cornbread.
Yeah, it'd just be milk and soda and salt. Some grease.
Was this yellow corn that you raised?
No, I fed the yellow corn to the horses, mules, and hogs.
Uh-huh.
We always had white corn for meal.
Oh.
See, that's where we found out, just cornbread made out of yellow corn, just as strong you don't like it. It isn't good.
Huh.
Too strong. And we just always tried to have one separate patch of white corn. And that was gathered and piled separate so we could just go there and shuck it and shell us out a milling of corn.
Uh-huh.
We usually take a half bushel of shell corn to the mill.
How'd you take
that? That way it lasts right at a month, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you take that on a horse?
We did a lot of times, yes.
What did you call that when you took that corn? Did you say that's a